It's beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, dear friends. It's so great to be with you today. You know, we're going to continue our exciting series on the rapture controversy. There is a lot of controversy over the subject of whether or not Jesus Christ is coming again in the air to catch up the saints. Well, I believe he is. But there's so much false doctrine around this issue that we have to sort of take the wheat away from the chaff. The tares are growing amongst the wheat and trying to choke out the truth of the Word of God. And we're going to cover then the rapture controversy. But as always, we want to encourage you to write to us with your prayer needs. And by the way, if you'd like to be a member of Bible Home Church, an at-large member, let us know that too. And by profession of faith, simply by your saying, Brother Tex, I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm born again through his grace and love. And I believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And I believe the Bible is true. If you'll write us and let us know that, we'll be glad to accept you into our congregation. That's right. There's no distance between saints. Did you know that? No distance. A lot of people think about distance in times of physics. I remember that a man told me, he said, I just cannot understand the Bible. You say that there's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He says, now when Jesus was being baptized by John, a dove, you know, came down from heaven. A dove was seen, a white dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit. And then a voice came down from heaven saying, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. He said, there you have the Holy Spirit symbol, you have Jesus, and you have the God. But they were not all together as one. How could that be if God is one? How could that be? They were all separated. And, you know, I understood the man's dilemma. He doesn't understand the physics of God, the mathematical way that God has created the universe. You know, a lot of people believe that there's nothing in air. When you're talking to another person, you're standing about 3 feet, let's say, away from them, and you say there's nothing between me and that man or that woman I'm talking to but dead air, you are wrong. A scientist today will tell you there's all kinds of things between you and he that you cannot see. There's radio waves, there's electromagnetic vibrations, there's waves of an electrical nature of an energy force that we do not even know yet. Our scientists have not even discovered. But there's all kinds of matter between two people who stand a short distance from each other. And it always amazed me that if you look at a piece of furniture that's solid wood or solid plastic or solid metal or steel, and if you can get a very high-powered microscope and look at it, you will see that it actually is moving. There are electrons that are moving. What is that? Matter is moving all the time, furiously charged with energy. Now, our naked eyes are not meant to see everything in the universe. You cannot see devils. You cannot generally see angels, but they exist. God is not in body. He is a spirit. And you must worship him, Jesus said, in spirit and truth. But that doesn't mean he does not exist. He is real. And a lot of people don't understand then that that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. 1 John says there are three that bear record, and these three are one. But a puny little pygmy mind of human being says, I don't understand. How can three be one? Well, friends, you know, it's like when I was a little kid, my mother was sewing there one of these old ancient sewing machines, you know, makes all that noise and those wheels are going around. And I remember as a little kid, I was just standing there and she had a little oil can. And every once in a while, she'd put a little oil into that motor. And I looked at the name of that can. I was just learning to read. And it said 3-in-1 oil. And I said, Mama, tell me, how can that be 3-in-1 oil? It's only one oil can. And she laughed and she said, well, there's just some things that you just don't know, son. But you'll learn about them someday. Now leave me alone. I'm trying to sew. And she laughed heartily. Well, maybe she had a lot of wisdom in her. She was busy and I was intruding on her. You know, I wonder sometimes if we don't intrude on God, but he's so patient with us. And my mother was patient with me. But, you know, I didn't understand that 3-in-1 oil. I'm not sure I still do. I see Wanda sewing. I don't know if she has any of that 3-in-1 oil anymore. I think she does. You seem to just understand that. 3-in-1 oil, what does that mean? I suppose it means three oils all mixed together in one kind of combination. I do know this, my friends. It doesn't matter whether you and I don't understand. It's still true. And that's true of the rapture. The word rapture is not in the Bible, but it is still true. It's going to happen, my friends. And if you don't want it to happen, then just ask God to leave you here. Okay? Just say, Lord, I don't believe in the rapture, and I don't care about that stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, you can just leave me here during all the plagues and the horrors of Revelation. Hey, maybe God will answer your prayer and agree to that. Do you have the courage to do that as a Christian friend? Since you did not believe in the rapture, some of you, you've written me and you've told me, I will never believe in the rapture. Okay, just get on your knees today and say, Lord, since I don't believe in the rapture, don't even include me in it when you come again. Okay? Pray that. Now, really, I don't want you to pray that. I'm being smart like you here. But, you know, that's a dangerous thing to pray something like that. Did you know the Bible says Jesus Christ is coming again for those who love his appearing? Oh, well, maybe he's not coming again for those who do not love his appearing. That hurts. Well, we're going to talk more about the rapture today. Love to hear from you. And again, if you have any prayer needs, let us know those, would you? Because he lives by the Blackwood Brothers. You know, they're one of my favorite groups. They've been around so long. They're not around anymore, unfortunately, but their music lives on. And I suspect they're up in heaven. They probably got a group up there jamming away, and boy, they're just singing and one of those old famous brush arbors they used to have. You know, I just love this kind of music. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And tomorrow, what's going to happen? I know one thing. I'm going to be caught up in the air. That's what's going to happen tomorrow. Why? Well, because he lives, say the Blackwood Brothers.
Love. He'll last. with her, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then, as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I know he reigns because he lives. I can praise tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone.
Let's just confuse the old devil. They say, do you believe in the rapture? No, no, I don't believe in that. I believe in being caught up in the air in the clouds, you know, to be with the Lord forever and ever. Oh, well, isn't that the rapture? Well, I think it is, but if you don't want to think it is, that's okay. You can choose your own name for it. You can make up a name for it, but don't say it's not true because the Bible says it's so. Now, I love verse 18. Paul says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. It sure gives me great comfort. The old devil can give us tribulation, and he will. He'll give us hard times and persecution, and he will. But don't worry. We're the overcomers. Don't worry. We overcome. The power of the blood and the power of our testimony. So, power of the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. And comfort one another with these words. See, the catching up of the saints, that's a comfort. That's a comfort to each other. Now, when is it going to happen? Oh, my. Listen to chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Why? Oh. But then he says in verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Friends, be watching. Be watching at all time for Jesus coming, for his appearance, and know for a surety that he is coming. Now, I don't have time to read the rest of it to you. You really need to read 1 Thessalonians for yourself, and I believe it will give you great, great comfort. But I want you to understand that what he says there, now 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and read all of chapter 5 as well. And listen to what he says in verse 9. I've just got to read this to you. Chapter 5, verse 9 says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the wrath of God is going to come upon this earth, Isaiah 26, but you're not part of that wrath. The wrath of God is going to come when he throws the wicked and the wicked dark angels and Satan into the pit forever and ever, and a burning fire and torment. But you're not chosen for that wrath. You're chosen for salvation. Now, notice I didn't say to you, don't worry, you'll never be persecuted. Don't worry, you'll never see tribulation. 1988 had a woman come up to me and she said, Brother Tex, Jesus is going to come this October. She even had a date. I said, where did you hear that? Well, I had this little book by a guy named Edgar Wissenden. It says 88 reasons why Jesus Christ will come in 88. I said, well, I already know that book is a fake. She said, how do you know that? I said, because nobody knows the day. She said, well, but he's figured it out mathematically. I said, but no one knows according to the Bible. She says, yes, but he's an engineer. He's a very smart man. This Edgar Wissenland. I says, ma'am, you're not listening to me. I'm talking about the word of God. You're talking about some smart engineer. There's a big difference between the word of God and a man taught engineer. So, but she was wrong. He didn't come in 88, but I knew he wouldn't. See, God comes when people think he's not coming. And too many people began to believe that Edgar Wissenden. Millions of Christians says, let's get everything ready. He's coming in 88, but he didn't come in 88. And I said to her, do you not know that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that two events must precede our Lord's coming? First, there'll be a great falling away, and then the son of perdition is revealed. She said, oh, well, I heard that that's not true. The King James just mistranslated that. Really, I told her. Well, you just go ahead with Brother Wissenant and Brother Dave Hunt and all those people if you want to, and you just get ready for 1988. I'm going to just bide my time. I'm going to keep looking and be sober. But I know it's not going to happen in 1988. She said, well, if it doesn't happen in 1988, Brother Tex, my faith is really going to be shaken. You see, my friends, you follow after false teachers, and yes, your faith will be shaken.
Now, one of the very strongest passages of scriptures having to do with the rapture or the catching up the saints is found in Isaiah. You know, we talked about Isaiah chapter 26 and 27 before, but I want to emphasize again Isaiah 57. Here is a scripture that brings tears to your eyes. It's a powerful scripture. Listen to it and see if, even though it does not mention the specific word rapture, if this is not in fact exactly what is discussed here. Verse 57 says this, it says, the righteous perisheth and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. You know, Jesus said, pray that, in the Gospel of Luke, he said, pray that you will be accounted worthy to escape the great tribulation that is to come upon planet Earth. Here, the righteous perish. It could be here we're talking about many righteous people are killed in the last days. And no man seems to care. No man layeth it to heart. Friends, isn't this the way of the world? When a righteous man perishes, no one cares. But when a famous celebrity dies, they have hour-long biography remembrance specials on television. When a celebrity dies, they put a huge story in the paper, but when a saint of God passes on, they put a little obit at most, little obituary in the paper, and that's about it. Maybe if the man or woman is lucky, they'll have a picture, a small little 1-inch by 1-inch picture on the obituary page of the newspaper. No man lays it to heart. And then merciful men are simply taken away. Where are they taken away? Well, it doesn't say here. None, considering, it says, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. I believe we have a picture of the catching up here. Whether a person dies, perishes, and leaves the body that way, or if Jesus Christ comes, the righteous is taken away from what? The evil to come. Oh, yes. The evil to come. You see, I believe that many of us will be caught up, but some will die beforehand. They'll perish if the world won't care about the saints. Many will say good riddance. The two witnesses are killed, and it says in Revelation, and the world even celebrates and exchanges gifts. They're so happy that the two witnesses of God are slain. They won't miss Tex Mars at all. Oh, maybe a few of my friends at my farewell party, they'll meet and cry over me. Just a few, just a handful. And then someday if you and I are caught up in the air and we're missing, we vanish from this earth, no one will consider that we are taken away from evil to come. They'll say, I don't know where those people have gone, but good riddance. But verse 2 of chapter 57 of Isaiah explains it exactly. It says exactly where you're going to go. It says, he that is the righteous, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Friends, that doesn't mean you're going to be laying in a bed somewhere. I'm telling you, you're going to go to an eternal rest. No more strife, no more arguing, no more bickering, no more war, no more lust of the flesh, no more bloodshed, no more famine, no more evils of the world. You're taken out from the evils that are to come. You're resting in your bed, but you're walking in your uprightness. And verse 3 immediately begins to tell what's going to happen to those who are left behind, but are of the evil one. It says, verse 3, but draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Wow. My friends, these people have been tried and found wanting. They have become a stumbling block to salvation, and they're in great trouble. Now turn with me very quickly. We're going to finish up in the rapture controversy with incredible verses in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's turn first to chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, beginning with verse 13. Listen to what Paul said. He says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. In other words, dead. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, that means not go before, them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Friends, you're going to go to your eternal rest. The trump of God is going to sound and you're going to be caught up in the air and be with him forever and ever. That's the rapture. There is no controversy. Friends, it's been settled by Scripture. This is Pastor Tex Mars of Bible Home Church. Until next week, may God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.